Let's acknowledge the fact that today is International Pet Remembrance Day. And when it comes to animals and pets, we've got one go-to person, and that is Jackie Marthies. Jackie, thanks for being with me again.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
So let's talk about International Pet Remembrance Day. Why is it important, and is it a real thing?
So I think the loss of a pet is very real. And I think that, you know, people feel it in different ways. And I mean, if we look at it from a Jewish cultural perspective, life is sacred. I mean, you know, we treasure life. And that's where, you know, what really stands out about the Jews and the Jewish culture is that we value life, and every life to us is very, very important. So even that of an animal passing has to be treated with total respect when it comes to the Jewish idea. And as far as the halachic is concerned, and the Jewish laws are concerned, there's no real, like, they don't really have any halachic laws, etc. But they do practice, some people do practice, like, their mourning practices, exactly the same kind of grief is acknowledged. And they do say that people can say psalms in private for comfort if they need to. And of course, all acts of kindness in memory of their pet, like tzedakah, is obviously a great thing to do.
So that was actually going to be my next question, in terms of how, if somebody's lost a pet that was so incredibly meaningful to them, how, in your opinion, could they honor and remember their pets in an acceptable kind of manner? Have you got any advice on that?
So, you know, I think that it's so important to acknowledge the loss. I mean, you know, if that animal really was a part of your life, and, you know, in today's times, animals are our companions. They become part of your family. You know, people that, you know, consider their animals their children, and they're very much part of the family. And I think that it's very important to, you know, when an animal dies, to acknowledge the grief that someone is going through, and to realize that it's very valid and very real, the grief that they're going through, and allow them to talk to their family and friends, and you know, to acknowledge that they are going through a great loss. And people can do things, you know, like create a small memorial or a keepsake, you know, that would just allow them to, you know, maybe feel like their pet is kind of close by. So what Woodbug actually do is, we've got a rainbow bridge, and people can come and they bring their pets, like, tags. So they, you know, if they wear like a collar, and they've got a little tag on their collar with their name or their details on it, you bring their collar and we hammer it into this gorgeous bridge. And it's a place, like a little memorial site, so to say.
That sounds really respectful and really beautiful. And that old advice that used to be given to people, go buy another pet ASAP, is that just heartless and cruel, or is there some truth to that?
I think that it depends on the individual. You know, some people need time, and other people need that void to be filled. And there's no right and no wrong, you know. And I think that if a person, you know, needs to fill that void and get another animal, I think that they're not replacing the animal that they lost. I think that they're just giving another animal that deserves a home and deserves love that. But the animal that you've lost will never be forgotten. You'll never replace that exact and replicate that exact animal. And some people, you know, people are so different. Some people want the exact kind of breed and the exact kind of, try and find the same kind of personality and size and all of that. And others feel that they want something completely different and completely fresh and new. So I think it very much depends on the individual. But I don't think there's any right or wrong.
I'm just wondering, you know, one comes across this a lot. A friend says, I've lost a pet. Or what's the correct response for the third person, the me in the situation?
I think it should be, I'm so sorry for your loss. You know, I think a bit of compassion and empathy and kindness to the person.
It's so interesting, because I just so often think those are the same words you used for a person, and therefore it doesn't feel appropriate. And is there another way? So I just land up not acknowledging it at all, which is probably the worst thing possible.
I think that in life, everything has to be acknowledged. And I think the biggest thing is that people don't feel acknowledged in the world that we live in. And that's why we're dealing with so much depression and people feeling so lost and you know, with so many anxieties, because people, you know, they're trying to live in other people's shoes because they don't feel acknowledged with anything that they do, and people react differently. So, you know, with you, you might have had a real connection with your animal, and it might feel, you might be very hurt when your animal dies. But for another person, it might just be like a plant, you know, or, you know, it might whatever. But I think it's important in every circumstance to acknowledge someone's feelings, irrespective of what they are.
So a final question for you today on International Pet Remembrance Day. What message would you want to share with those who may be mourning the loss of a beloved pet?
My message to you is that I'm sorry for your loss, but there are so many animals out there that are looking for love, and I'm sure that your heart has lots of love to give to another animal, and I'm sure that your animal would love for you to give another animal that needs a home a bowl with a full tummy and you're a home.
You sound like a very wise, very compassionate woman. Thank you for talking to me today, Jackie.
Thank you for having me.